light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Radical Acceptance, Embracing Your Life with the Heart of a Buddha by Tara Brach is a powerful blend of Buddhist wisdom, Western psychology, and real-life stories that invites readers to stop living in a trance of unworthiness. Brach explores how most of us move through life, feeling fundamentally flawed, always striving, comparing, and judging ourselves. This book offers a compassionate alternative. Learning to meet every part of our experience with the open heart of mindfulness and loving kindness. Through guided meditations, practical exercises, and deeply human anecdotes from her therapy and meditation practice, Brach shows how to transform shame, fear, and self-criticism into presence, acceptance, and genuine connection. Radical acceptance is not about resignation or passivity. It is about clearly seeing reality and holding it with compassion so we can act with more wisdom and freedom. This book serves as both a spiritual guide and a psychological toolkit for anyone longing to feel more at home in themselves and in the world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the trance of unworthiness. A central theme of radical acceptance is what Tara Brach calls the trance of unworthiness. Many people live with a persistent sense that something is wrong with them, that they are not enough, or that they must continually prove their worth. This trance shows up as perfectionism, chronic self-criticism, and a constant feeling of falling short in relationships, work, or spiritual practice. Brach explains how this trance is reinforced by cultural conditioning, family messages, and unresolved trauma, causing us to disconnect from our basic goodness. She uses stories from her clients and from her own life to show how this sense of deficiency narrows our perceptions and keeps us locked in anxiety and shame. By naming the trance and seeing its patterns, we begin to loosen its grip. The book teaches that real healing starts by recognizing this pervasive belief of not enoughness and understanding how it shapes our thoughts, emotions, and behaviors every day. Secondly, radical acceptance. Seeing clearly and holding with compassion, radical acceptance is presented as a two-winged practice. Clearly recognizing what is happening in the present moment and holding that experience with compassion. The first wing, clear seeing, is mindfulness. It asks us to become aware of our thoughts, body sensations, and emotions without immediately trying to fix, deny, or escape them. The second wing is compassion, which means relating to our experience with kindness, tenderness, and a sense of shared humanity. Instead of harsh self-judgment, we practice saying a gentle yes to our inner life, even when it is painful. Brach emphasizes that this yes is not approval of harmful behavior, but an acknowledgement of reality as it is, which paradoxically gives us the stability and courage to change. Through guided reflections and meditations, she shows how radical acceptance can soften rigid defenses, reduce shame, and restore a felt sense of worthiness and belonging, allowing us to inhabit our lives more fully and authentically. Thirdly, mindfulness practices and the RAIN method. A key practical contribution of the book is the introduction and development of the RAIN method, a structured mindfulness process for working with difficult emotions and beliefs. RAIN stands for Recognize, Allow, Investigate, and Nurture. Recognize invites us to name what is happening in the moment, such as fear, anger, or shame. Allow encourages us to let the experience be there without pushing it away or judging it. Investigate means bringing gentle curiosity to our inner world, exploring where we feel the emotion in the body, what beliefs are present, and what this part of us most needs. Nurture is offering kindness, reassurance, and care to ourselves, often through supportive inner phrases or visualizing compassion. Brach walks readers through multiple examples of using RAIN with anxiety, self-hatred, grief, and relationship conflict. She complements this with breathing practices and body scans to reconnect with physical presence. These tools make the philosophy of radical acceptance concrete actionable, and repeatable in everyday life, especially during emotional storms. Fourthly, healing shame, trauma, and difficult emotions. Brock devotes significant attention to how radical acceptance can support healing from shame, trauma, and intense emotional pain. She explains that when difficult experiences are met with judgment or suppression, they tend to harden into self-defining stories, such as, I am broken, or I am unlovable. Radical acceptance interrupts this cycle by bringing compassionate presence to wounded parts of ourselves, much like a caring adult would attend to a frightened child. Brock integrates insights from psychology and attachment theory, showing how many of our present reactions are adaptations to earlier experiences of neglect, criticism, or loss. Instead of treating these reactions as personal failures, we see them as protective strategies that once helped us survive. Through stories of people dealing with addiction, illness, and relational trauma, Brock illustrates how mindfulness, compassion, and community support can gradually thaw emotional numbness, reduce hyperreactivity, and foster a stable sense of inner safety. This healing process opens the way for more authentic living, resilience, and self-trust. Lastly, belonging, love, and spiritual freedom. The book ultimately points toward belonging and spiritual freedom as the fruits of radical acceptance. Brock argues that our deepest suffering comes from feeling separate, from ourselves, from other people, and from a larger sense of meaning or sacredness. As we practice meeting our inner life with mindfulness and compassion, the rigid boundaries of the ego begin to soften. We experience moments of connection with others where defenses drop and genuine intimacy is possible. Brock emphasizes the importance of community, relationship, and shared vulnerability as part of the path, not distractions from it. She also explores how radical acceptance opens us to a deeper spiritual realization, that our awareness itself is spacious, loving, and not defined by any passing thought or emotion. Through stories from Buddhist teachings and her own spiritual journey, she shows how we can gradually shift from living as a small, deficient self to resting in a more expansive sense of being. This shift brings more ease, humor, compassion, and a felt sense that we truly belong in this world. In conclusion, radical acceptance is especially valuable for readers who struggle with self-criticism, perfectionism, anxiety, or a nagging sense of never being enough. It is well suited for people interested in mindfulness, therapy, spirituality, or personal growth, who want more than quick fixes or positive thinking. Tara Brock offers a grounded, psychologically informed approach that respects pain without glorifying it, while providing concrete practices that can be woven into daily life. The book can benefit your life by helping you develop a kinder inner voice, respond more wisely to stress, and cultivate deeper connection in relationships. Instead of teaching you how to become a better version of yourself by striving harder, it helps you discover the inherent worthiness that is already there. Compared with many self-help books that offer surface-level strategies, radical acceptance integrates science, spiritual wisdom, and real stories into a coherent path of transformation. It is a guide you can return to repeatedly as your life and challenges evolve. If you would like to support Tara Brock, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. 1 book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine are tree, better life be.